Does everybody can hear? That sounds good to me, at least. So, today, how to start today? It was an interesting question because this is the first time I've had a topic that I have been completely ill prepared for. Normally, I'm known for bringing in these long thought out outlines as to what I'm going to talk about weeks in advance. And it was a little over a week ago that I realized I'm talking today. And so I was definitely ill-prepared. And in fact, I want to say the Thursday before last Saturday, I read my chapter for the first time. And what I had done is I had gone to the Faith Walkers website and looked at what's my topic at least. And it says, Jesus, the giver of rest. Like, okay, I thought to myself, that's going to be easy because Jesus and giving rest, that's, you know, there's a nice, simple, easy Christian answer for that. It's kind of, I think Christian mentioned last week there, you know, sometimes there's that Christian answer to give, but that might not necessarily but what you're thinking or feeling or living at the time. But I figured, okay, this is at least going to be easy. So I start reading Hebrews chapter 3, and I'm reading through this, and this is okay. I don't know where rest and peace comes out of this. Because what it really starts with first is how Jesus is greater than Moses. And then it moves on to what sounds like the Holy Spirit talking about its anger with the previous generation and how they did not enter his rest. And I was really kind of lost. But as I'm reading Hebrews 3, there was a spot that I kept coming to. And I kept reading, and I started to read it over and over. And I was reading this out loud at the time because I was on Skype with my wife, who's now in Texas. And so we were conversing, and I was telling her how I really was having trouble with this particular topic. And I kept reading the chapter, and I kept coming to this spot. And what I'd really like to concentrate on, and I always print this out on a piece of paper with really huge font because I'm getting to the point where I think I need new glasses. I cannot hardly read out of my Bible anymore. But I'm going to start at verse 7. So Hebrews chapter 3, starting at verse 7, because this is what really began to hit me. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in rebellion. During the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. This is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray. They have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. So you can see where I'm looking at this topic title. And I'm looking at this and, okay, I'm going to have a tough time talking about peace and rest when we see a lot of rebuking going on. But it's the next part, okay? I want you to pay close attention to this. Starting at verse 12. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end, as has just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in rebellion. Today. As long as it is called today. The scripture, how God talks to us, when we are to be listening, when God talks to us, his word, his truth, always in the context of how you should be living today. It's not in context of when you were reborn and the Holy Spirit is living with you, 2 months from now you'll start doing this. It's always about how when you have the Holy Spirit living in you, when you've called out to God, you're changed right then and there. And you start living that day in that word. I want to liken our worry, and as he was talking about, we always look ahead. In terms of, I think a good example would be New Year's resolutions. And since it's the beginning of the year, it even makes more sense. A lot of times New Year's resolutions are or revolve around a particular habitual something that we just don't like, that gets on our nerves or is causing us problems, or we want to lose weight, we want to stop smoking, or for us, we want to stop this particular habitual sin, or we want to stop sinning this way, or something to that effect. And a lot of times, these types of sins are things that are so ingrained in us. I'd like to call them security blankets, almost. And in fact, they're so ingrained in us that we begin to twist and turn and contort to try and, at least to ourselves, find some sort of it's okay when it comes to this particular sin. And we present it to ourselves, but then we try and present it to God in some way, shape, or form. And say, God, I just can't live. How can I live without this? But like all New Year's resolutions, we think, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week. My favorite, the one I always use, I will start the first of the month. And then I find the first of the month is a Wednesday. Well, you can't start something in the middle of the week. So, well, let's look on to the next month. Oh, that starts on a Monday. I'll start the next month after that or the month after that. We always find excuses. And why do we find excuses? I think that's an interesting part. Especially when it comes to trying to rid ourselves of something that is holding us back. And in this context, something that's holding us back, something like what the Israelites were doing that was holding them back, honestly, from rest for 40 years. That rebelliousness. And here's a people that saw God, saw His miracles firsthand. They lived it, physically lived it. And yet they still dealt with all this rebellion or unbelief. And I think in this context, maybe unbelief would be more of a doubtfulness. You know, did that really happen? Can that really happen again? Is He really going to help us again? That kind of thing. But we look ahead when we're going to deal with a big problem, smoking, anything, any kind of habitual problem that we might have, any kind of addictions. Because being without that can be painful. And we look ahead and say, well, I'm going to have to deal with this pain for a very long time. How can I deal without this sin in my life that I'm slave to for a really long time? How am I going to be able to combat this for years from now? We look ahead and we fail. We just are unable to cope and we give up. But God's word here is about today. Jesus Christ Himself said, when it comes to worrying, just today. In Matthew, He's talking. You know, I was just going to skip through here, but therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Today, it's all you need to worry about. God's word is always about today. It's not about long periods of time and how we're supposed to be long periods of time. It's all about how we're supposed to be today. But we struggle with that. I struggle with that. We fail at that. I fail at that. But there's another part to this. The second part to this. And let me read this again. Because it's always interesting. It's always how we should live for ourselves, for God. But listen to this. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today. Encourage one another daily. So there's our second mission with this. How are we to help others? And again, so often I think we can fail at that as well. And what I mean by that is, because we are just people of time. We are people of long term. I mean, God created time for us so that we can put, you know, our oil changes on our calendar and things of that nature. But when we're helping someone, I think a lot of times we have a tendency to respond to a person in need with, it'll get better as you go. You'll feel better tomorrow. Tomorrow will bring a new day. Something good will come along. Something in the future. We always try and push out and look for good things out there instead of looking at today. I was trying to think of a good example of this, and it struck me that about 10 years ago, I was on a particular online forum, and a woman had just lost her very dear husband to, I want to say diabetes, but I don't remember. It's been 10 years. And I remember people trying to console her, and it was very much about, you know, you'll feel better tomorrow, or, you know, you'll hold on to his memories as you go on through life. It was just all of these things that just, and you could tell she was not responding like people thought that she would respond with this type of consolation. I looked at that and I said, this is the wrong way. She needs to worry about today. She needs to worry about the pain that she is feeling right now. And I don't remember the exact words that I typed out for her. I don't really remember, but I know that I talked about today. And I told her, don't think about tomorrow. Don't deal with tomorrow now. You are dealing with today. Just deal with today. I said, don't let these other people tell you about the future and how you're going to be. We all know that you're suffering and hurting right now. Let's just deal with today. She was so thankful for that. In fact, she was so thankful that she gave me some of his material that created. He was a wordsmith, and he actually did child stories at like Renaissance fairs. He would go and he would, you know, the children would come and listen to him. And she sent me some of his work, and him and I were never really close on the message board. In fact, we butted heads a lot, and we disagreed almost all the time on a particular topic. But she was so grateful that she sent me some of his work. I think so often when we try and help, and sometimes we fail at helping because we're worried about, well, how am I going to help this person tomorrow? I'm like, I might be able to say something today, but how am I going to help this person tomorrow? Encouragement isn't just our task. It's also what God is doing for us at the time, too. That's the second part about this second point I want you to know, is that God also is helping us today. As Greg said, he's talking to us. We should be listening today. Because God's going to tell us what we need to hear today. He's not going to lay everything out, and he doesn't say, well, here's what you need to know now, and I'm going to tell you today what you need to know for 2 weeks down the road. Now I hope you remember it. He's telling us what we need to know right then, right now. And I find that so true when it comes to the topics that we have here. I even come in with doubt sometimes. Like, well, this isn't going to be very interesting to me, at least. I am always wrong. Always, always wrong. It is always exactly what I needed to hear that day. Today. The third part, and at first when I thought that the topic title was wrong, in fact, it's still up. It's good. Because there's a third part to this. You've heard me talk about this before. I will always talk about it. But there is a reason God wants you to live in His Word and in His truth today. There is a reason for that. He wants to be able to bless you. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about material things. What I'm really talking about here, especially when we are in some sort of time of need or we're worrying or we're struggling. And especially for us as Christians, we will struggle Because when we become reborn, or when we have the Holy Spirit living in us, and we're dealing with these habitual sins that we've had our entire life, there's a conflict. And you're fighting your flesh, and you can become mad at yourself. You become angry. You become torn. You feel guilty for continuing this particular, whatever the sin may be, whatever the habitual sin may be. And the reason that God wants to bless us is so that we have rest today when we're dealing with those struggles. I really have to thank Chris because he's very honest and his talks are always very self-reflecting. And I find great benefit in that because I then reflect on myself. I don't then give myself the Christian right answer. I give myself the truth on where I am in my walk with Jesus, where I am in my relationship with God. For today, this was really no different. This was a great self-reflective point. And when you first read this chapter and you get through and you start reading about how the Holy Spirit is downright angry and giving us a stern warning to be obedient today, it's easy to miss the point that there's rest to be had. If you do live in God's Word. You may ask, well, how do we do that? Think about our last series. Our last series was a perfect list of tools that we can use daily for today to live for God for today. I remember when I was up talking the last time at the end of that series and I said, I'm going to start doing this today. I'm going to start now. I'm going to use these 10 tools every day. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start the next week. And ultimately, I have failed at that myself. I'm no different. Everybody's got that kind of an issue. But we've been given the tools to live today, to listen, because he will tell us what we need to hear today. And as he talks to us, encourages us, we should be encouraging each other just for today. You just need to work on today. Just get through today. Find the strength in God for today. Because ultimately, there is peace, there is rest to be had. And I think that is the best blessing that God can give us. It's just peace. The troubles can just melt away when you know that God is with you and has given you strength for that day. That's the story of Jesus, the giver of rest in Hebrews. It really is. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much that you talk to us. We ask that you can give us the reminder to listen because you do encourage us daily. You encourage us so that we can get through that day because that is the only day we need to be concerned with. And it's funny, Lord, because tomorrow ultimately becomes today. So why worry about it when it's not today? Lord, give us the strength to also give other people encouragement, the proper encouragement, the kind of encouragement you give us that about the message of peace that we can be having today. Lord, we ask these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.